Carrick 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Time to talk Bellarine footy yesterday at Mortimer Oval. As Bull Bennett celebrated his 80th birthday, the Drysdale Football Club did the right thing by one of their greats. 17, 14, 116, Port Arlington 3, 5, 23. Co-coach of the Hawks, Daniel Jell, good enough to join us. Jelly, firstly, congratulations on the win. It was a massive day, Life Members Day, and Brian Bennett celebrating his 80th birthday. Did Bull's name get mentioned at all in the pre-game?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It was just a bit of a 80th birthday. It doesn't come around very often, and people don't make 80 all the time. So, yeah, it's a big thing, and he's been a huge part of our club, and, Life Members Day. So it was a big day. We mentioned it will be on show for 2 hours in front of our Life Members and Bull and his family as a fight. So I was pretty proud for the way the boys took it out for four quarters.
Yeah, horrible conditions everywhere yesterday, and obviously down in that little bowl down at Drysdale, sometimes it doesn't get as sheltered as you would hope. Did you cop the brunt of the conditions as well?
We got some really heavy rain probably in the last quarter. We had rain during the day, but the last quarter was a bit of a downpour. I don't think it was too bad, as in, like, it was heavy rain, but it wasn't windy. I looked at some of the other vision from other games, like at St Mary's and stuff like that. It was pretty crazy, the wind and the rain kind of thing. So we're lucky just to have the rain, not necessarily the wind, which is handy.
Yep. Six goals from Jared Garth. Not a day for key forwards, but you made the most of all of his opportunities.
Yeah, he's a tough man to beat in the dry or the wet. It doesn't really matter. He's a huge body and a huge presence. And if we can kick the ball in his area and kick to advantage, he's pretty hard to stop. So, another good day from him. And, we look forward to the next sort of 6 weeks where hopefully he can continue to stand up and be a big target for us.
Yep. You've got a really good forward line starting to gel now. Obviously, when you're bringing somebody like Jared Garth, who's such a presence, I'm guessing it takes time for players to sort out their roles. And obviously, you've now met Matt Hebbard's into his third year, and I think Charlie Woodford, his second year at the club. But they've kicked yesterday between them 11 goals. If you're going to get that every week out of those three boys, you're going to be going pretty well.
Yeah, definitely. We probably underestimated the part where the guys need to gel together and know each other's strengths and weaknesses, each other's games and stuff like that. So it probably took a bit of time to get going, but we're starting to have a few more guys actually hitting the scoreboard. Jared has been a focal point, but trying to hit up other players as well, because we know the opposition teams are really going to probably focus on Jared. So it's equally important for us to try and identify other avenues to goal.
Yep. Other good signs too, that some players that have been injury interrupted in the first half of the year, Lockie Dalgleish, Tev Noffey, both had really good games yesterday, and Lockie back for the first time in the best part of a month.
Yeah, it was really good to see Lock running around. He's had probably a bit of bad luck, had a bit of a bad knee and did his hamstring. So, yeah, it was good to have him running around yesterday, and he'll only benefit from the run, and Tev's put in a really good probably 5 or 6 weeks since copping a bit of an injury to his quad. So he's in pretty good form as well. We're really happy with those guys, and happy with everyone really. We just need to continue it on and make sure we work hard at training and outside of training, and then bring that into game days.
Yeah. If you had a dollar for every time somebody asked you when you're going to play again, you'd be a very rich man. So I'm going to put another dollar in your pocket. How are you tracking? We know you've had the issues with the concussion. Have you pulled a line through season 2019, or are you still hopeful you might get back?
No, I haven't put a line through it yet. I've probably got about 2 or 3 weeks to try and, up my training or up my running and intensity. If I can do that, then there's probably still a chance to play. But it's probably a bit more unlikely now than I was probably at the start of the season. I didn't realise this was going to carry on for how long it has. So and the doctors don't really know either. They don't know when it's going to, stop. The headaches and stuff like that. So I'm not exactly sure how it's going to pan out. But 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully I can get some improvement and then pick up my training and pick up my intensity and see how we go from there.
Well, fingers crossed for you, Jelly. The Bellarine's poorer for you not running around out there. Torquay, after the break, how do you treat the bye for the boys?
So we'll train this week, Tuesday, Thursday, Probably do something a little bit different on Tuesday, maybe away from the footies and stuff like that. But Tuesday, Thursday, then the weekend off, and then prepare really well for Torquay, who are going really well themselves, and have got a good game against Modder today.
Yeah, it's not Geelong like off the bye, but you did lose to Motowari first game back after the break. So hopefully you can reverse that little curse very quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if it's a curse yet. Geelong have got 8 in a row or whatever it is, so I think it's only one for us. But yeah, we're very keen to try and get the reverse the result from Torquay when we played them last time.
Yeah, it was a tight one. 7 points was the margin in that one. Jolly, look, best of luck with the recovery. Hopefully we get you back playing footy, but the Hawks flying at the moment, stringing together some very nice wins. I think that's 5 on the trot now for your boys as you build towards a return to finals. Well done on the win yesterday, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having us.
Daniel Jolly joining us on the wash-up. Now we're going to talk GDFL next with Jeremy Power, East Geelong coach. They've got another big win in the books as they look to return to finals for the first time in a handful of years as well. On the other side of this is the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist on K-Rock 955.